All right, we are live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas with day two, Thursday, with the lovely Miss Marley Brinks. How you doing?
Hi, nice to meet you.
How's your weekend here at EE going?
Crazy. It is super busy, pretty much what I expected. I love seeing all the fans here. You know, they're awesome.
All right, so you going to any of the parties or any of the dances, girls dancing afterwards?
Actually, I hosted a party last night for the Mile High Suite party. So I did that last night, and it was crazy. I don't think I got home until like 3 o'clock. I fell asleep at like 6 a.m. and woke up at 7:30. So I'm running on very little sleep, but it was really fun last night getting to, you know, hang out with all the other girls. I hosted a party with Dillian Harper. She's awesome. We ended up actually getting in a tub and making out for half the night. So
have you two worked together yet?
Yes, we have worked together, but we actually haven't ever licked each other's pussies. Like, we've worked together in a boy girl scene, but we weren't allowed to have any contact with each other, which was weird. But you know, she's super hot, so hopefully one day.
Alright, now for fans who aren't that familiar with work, how long have you been in the business for now?
I've been in the business for exactly 1 year. I got into it January of last year, 2015.
And how you liking it so far?
It's great. I've met a lot of great people. I've made a lot of good friends. And I just love the fact that I had the opportunity to come out to California. And I'm loving every minute of it.
So what you been working on recently? What new movies or scenes you have coming out?
Yeah, so I mostly do a lot of anal scenes. Recently, I have done a lot of anal. So one that's coming out February 12th, I believe, is called All About Ass 2. I would say it's one of my best movies to date. These are actually some of the pictures, the preview pictures. They're not out anywhere yet because the guy, the producer, Johnny Darko, luckily gave me some sneak peek copies of the pictures and stuff for tonight. So it's pretty cool. So definitely watch out for All About Ass 2. And there's also one coming out. It's an anal scene with myself, Megan Rain, and Chris Strokes for Jules Jordan. And it is not even out yet. We shot it about 6 months ago, and it's still yet to release, so I'm pretty excited for that. Hopefully that comes out soon, because that was a really awesome scene as well. Megan Rain is a sweetheart. She's my fave.
Very cool. Now, who would you like to work with in the future? Who you got your eye on?
I would really love to work with August Ames. She's another Canadian babe who's my absolute favorite. We're both from Canada, so I would love to have some crazy maple syrup bacon intense scene going on. That would be pretty awesome.
All right, and like I said, you've only been in for less than a year, and you're already doing anal. Were you into anal before you got into the industry?
Actually, the first time I ever had anal was on screen with Johnny Castle for pornpros.com.
Wow.
And that was intense. I tried anal once before with my boyfriend, and we probably got to the tip, and I cried, and I just screamed, and I ran away. But yeah, after a lot of practice with like butt plugs and stuff like that, I was really able to work myself in for my first scene. And I think my first scene was literally like my third actual adult scene. Like, my first anal scene was my third adult scene in the industry. So I pretty much did anal right off the bat. Everyone asked me why, mostly because of the money, the pay, and the fact that I'm not in the U.S. for a full year. I'm only in the U.S. for 6 months a year, so I pretty much have to stockpile and make as much as I can in a very short period of time.
Very cool. Now, are there any scenes you like to, in the future you like to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, I can tell you one thing, that a DP is definitely in the future of 2016 for Marley Brinks. I don't know when yet, and I don't know for which company. I haven't really gave too much thought about it, but I would definitely watch out for Marley Brinks' his first DP sometime 2016.
Well, in addition to Dillian Harper, are there any performers, male or female, you'd like to work with you haven't yet?
August Ames, Dillian Harper. I actually just crossed one off my bucket list, Adriana Chechik. We just worked together a few days ago. Another girl I would really love to work with would be probably Kendra Lust, because she's an absolute hottie and I love her ass. But yeah, there's a whole list. I could go on for hours, but you know.
Now, do you feature dance?
I don't feature dance, only because I'm like really gangly and awkward, and I feel like I would just look weird. I don't know.
Well, like I said, I've had this conversation with several of the girls. Feature dancing isn't about the dance. They come to the club to see you, to take a photo, get an autograph. So if you're not, you don't have to be an awesome dancer to be a good feature dancer.
Yeah, definitely. I should probably just install a pole into my apartment and start practicing a little bit before I actually go out there, though.
Like I said, it's great because you go to a lot of clubs in small parts of the country that meet fans who can't make it to these expos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, it's a lot cheaper just to meet, you know, your favorite porn star at a strip club than coming out here and spending a couple thousand dollars to meet her. So for sure, it's definitely a thought. I will definitely look into it. I think it'd be great if I could do feature dancing back home in Canada. I think that would be kind of a cool thing. Yeah.
All right. Now, are there any goals or things you'd like to accomplish over the course of your career?
Not necessarily goals or things that I would like to accomplish, other than pretty much make a lot of money and put that towards possibly a hair salon with my mother, my sister, and my boyfriend, because we're all hairstylists and barbers.
Very cool. All right, last question is, how do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
What makes sex good for me is a guy knowing how to use his dick. You know, not just, every guy kind of usually thinks, oh, just penetrating the hole gets her off, right? No, definitely not. You got to know how to work the clit. You got to know how to suck, you gotta lick, everything. You have to have the touch and you have to have the proper stroke.
There you go. All right, well, how can your fans get in contact with you?
I'm on Twitter at Marley Brinks and on Instagram at Official Marley Brinks. And if you follow me, I will probably follow you back. Just hit me up a little message saying, hey, Marley, I'm your biggest fan, and I will follow you back.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.